Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple Podcasts is expanding to the web starting today. While you've long been able to view and listen to some Apple Podcast content on the web, Apple has debuted a new full-featured web app this week that can be used in Chrome, Safari, Edge, and Firefox across both Mac and PC. This means that for the first time, Apple Podcast users can access their Up Next queue, their library of saved shows, and browse for new podcasts inside their web browser. Previously, these features were only available on the desktop on the Mac, which offers a native Apple Podcast app experience. The addition of a web app will make Apple Podcasts more enticing to iPhone customers who also use a Windows laptop. Now they can use the podcast app on their iPhone and access their account on their Windows computer using the browser. The web app syncs with your Apple ID so you can continue listening to the queued episodes of your favorite podcast no matter what device you're using, and it syncs your current listening position between all of your devices as well. You can search and follow new shows with the ability to view the entire catalog of millions of shows and top charts. It also includes access to any premium paid podcast subscriptions you have as well. You can try out Apple Podcasts on the web by visiting podcasts.apple.com in your browser. And again, it works across Mac and PC in Safari, Chrome, Edge, and Firefox. And it also appears to work on the web on Android devices as well. In other news today, your Apple ID is getting a new name starting next month. When iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS Sequoia launch this fall, they'll use new terminology, Apple Account, instead of your Apple ID. Other than the name change, there's no functional change coming to Apple ID. This is purely a branding decision, and there's nothing you need to do to prepare for this change. Apple says that the switch from Apple ID to Apple Account will provide for a consistent sign-in experience across Apple services and devices, and it relies on the existing credentials for each user. And while there's nothing you need to do to prepare for this change, Apple does want people to realize the change ahead of time. So if you see the term Apple Account used in iOS 18 or any other Apple future documentation, it's referring to what used to be Apple ID. Again, this change will go into effect starting with iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS Sequoia this fall. We are sponsored this week by 95 Mac Daily Plus. If you're looking for an ad-free version of 95 Mac Daily, you can go to 95mac.com/join and sign up for $5 a month or $50 a year. This allows you to support the show directly and helps us keep making 95 Mac Daily for more than 5 years. Again, that's 95mac.com/join, and you can sign up for $5 a month or $50 a year. Next up today, earlier this month, we reported that California seemed to be prepping to support digital IDs in Apple Wallet, and that news is now official. Both Apple and the California Governor's Office has announced that digital driver's licenses and state IDs are coming to California very soon. In a press release announcing the news, Apple said, quote, "Californians will soon be able to add their driver's licenses and state IDs to Apple Wallet, providing a seamless and secure way to present driver's licenses or state IDs using just an iPhone or an Apple Watch," end quote. According to the California Governor's Office, this feature will begin rolling out in the coming weeks. It's noteworthy that California's official announcement says that this feature does not replace the requirement for individuals to carry a physical ID card. The state government stresses that digital IDs are more about the extra convenience they require. So again, they're not a replacement for your physical ID, just an additional option. California will become the sixth state to adopt digital IDs in Apple Wallet, joining Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Maryland, and Ohio. They can be used at TSA security checkpoints at a number of airports across the United States and at select businesses for things like verifying your identity or verifying your age. The next two states expected to support digital IDs after California are Iowa and Tennessee. And running out today, Apple is rolling out a big update to its Apple Sports app. As football season quickly approaches, the Apple Sports app now has full support for NFL and NCAA football. Apple says that you can follow the NFL season with Apple Sports by following your favorite teams all season long in real time. For college football, Apple says you can check scores, stats, play-by-play data, and more for every Division I conference and team. And for all sports, you'll find a new stats tab on game pages with more detailed team stats, box scores, and lineups. Apple Sports allows you to pick your favorite teams and your favorite leagues to easily track scores and stats. The app debuted in February with support for an initial lineup of sports and has gradually expanded since then. The app also integrates with the TV app on your iPhone to offer live activities as well. You can download the app on the App Store for free, and just like always, it's only available on the iPhone with no iPad or Mac counterpart available. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.